AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Millions of people are stuck at home today as a blizzard hit some big cities in the Northeast. In New York City, the storm hit as Karen Smith and Adele Bodwin were visiting from Britain.
It's exciting.
We've been dancing in Times Square this morning in the middle of the road in rush hour. Just dancing and not believing we could do it.
And pictures of all the snow.
Yeah, we know we're crazy.
Officials have declared emergencies from Delaware to Massachusetts, and hundreds of thousands of people are grappling with power failure from down power lines. The Supreme Court is taking up a landmark climate case this fall.
Against oil and gas companies that has national implications. Boulder, Colorado city and county officials say the lawsuit's about fairness and that taxpayers shouldn't be solely responsible for the costs of adapting to climate change. But Suncor Energy and ExxonMobil appealed after the case was allowed to proceed in state court. They argue the suit threatens one of the nation's most critical sectors, and that since emissions are a national issue, the case belongs in federal court, where similar suits have been tossed out. The industry is facing dozens of lawsuits from state and local governments. The Trump administration has weighed in support of the companies, saying if Boulder wins, it means any locality could sue virtually anybody for contributions to climate change. Jennifer King, Washington.
President Trump is threatening countries around the world to abide by any tariff deals they agreed to, despite the Supreme Court ruling that struck down many of his far-reaching taxes on imports. The tariff threat has stocks deep in negative territory. At least 73 people have died in Mexico's attempt to capture the notorious leader of the Jalisco New Generation drug cartel and the violent aftermath of his death. A federal judge has permanently barred the release of a report by Special Counsel Jack Smith on his investigation into President Trump's hoarding of classified documents at his Mar-a-Lago estate. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. There is a new leader in the Netherlands.
Rob Jetten has become the Netherlands' youngest ever and first openly gay prime minister. As his new minority coalition takes office, Jetten heads a three-party administration made up of his centrist D66, the centre-right Christian Democrats, and the centre-right People's Party for Freedom and Democracy. The parties together hold only 66 of the lower house of parliament's 150 seats, and Jetten will have to negotiate with opposition lawmakers to find support for every piece of legislation his government wants to pass. The Netherlands' main LGBTQI plus organisation, COC, welcomes Jetten's appointment, saying the new premier can be a role model for people from the rainbow community. I'm Charles de Lezesma.
Two-time WNBA champion Kara Braxton has died after being in a car crash in Atlanta. She was 43. She won two titles with the Detroit Shock. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.